Hey everyone, another fantastic episode of The Morning Show today. We discussed Bitcoin puppets ripping to a new all-time high of 0.33 Bitcoin and where it could go from here. We also talked all things runes and did a small choose your fighter segment between R6 and runestones. And lastly, we did a fun buy, sell, or send it to zero crypto edition with three tokens. It was an absolute blast. And this show was brought to you in partnership with Leather Wallet. You can go to leather.io/morningshow to get the wallet that powers and is most plugged into all things Bitcoin economy. Thanks again and enjoy the show. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Nifty Morning Show. We are back. It's Tuesday and we got a lot to cover. Today we are discussing the Bitcoin puppets rally. They're back. They're hot. Well, all-time high of 0.33 Bitcoin and where it could go from here. Some people are calling for the node monkey flip, and they are still a 2x away from that. We're going to break it down. We're also doing a quick dive on Blast Gold Farming. A researcher surfaced a really good thread on all things Blast Gold Farming, how to get the best bang for your buck. We're going to be talking juice. We're going to be talking wasabi. It's going to get spicy. And last, we are doing a new segment. It's a little bit of a derivative, but it's basically buy, sell, send it to zero, except with three crypto tokens. And wow. I did not tell Easy or Signal what these are going to be. It's going to be surprise. It's going to get spicy in here. I am very excited about it. Before we kick things off, Signal or Easy, I do have to ask you what the living hell happened to my little potatoes yesterday. So a little bit of context for everyone listening. I would call myself an ambassador of the Little Potatoes. I'm an ally of the community.
An ally is a good one.
I've been a fan of their work for quite some time. Do I own any? No. But I've been talking about them on the show for the last about month or so, and they've been dipping just every single day. They got as low as, I think, 0.3 SOL. You got to break down what happened to me yesterday, but I had people DMing me being like, yo, Clemente, congratulations, bro. Like, you deserve this one. You deserve this win, bro. I know it's been a rough 30 days, but dog, let's go, dude. You needed that win. And a bunch of people had bought little potatoes because they thought I was just shilling the shit out of them. They all got this token airdrop, and they've done almost a 3X in the last 24 hours. But can you explain what happened to the little potatoes yesterday?
Yeah, their floor price went up.
But what was it? Did they get a token airdrop?
They got a token called Nubcat, which has 200,000 on TikTok, 180K on Instagram. Okay. And the token went to like a few hundred million market cap. It basically paid for the cost of little potatoes at like half a soul. The airdrop covered it in full. So if you were holding these, I think it was Jay Pegler holds like 130 of them. You got a $30,000 airdrop.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah. So like you spend like, what, 50 soul at the lows?
Yeah, yeah.
And you got 150 back.
That is so absurd. And this wasn't a surprise, right? Like I was looking at the little potatoes Twitter and they've been talking about this for a while.
I think most people overlooked it, but Nub ended up running. A bunch of people kind of clinged on to the token because they were like, oh, this Instagram has a ton of followers. This page is pretty big. Let's see what happens. Like, and sure enough, it did the thing. It did, yeah, as TK would say, it did the dash. It did
the dash. Yeah. Dude, this is such bullshit. Dude, I can't catch a win right now. I'm getting dunked on left. The puppets are having a field day with me right now.
They're not being very friendly.
No, dude. Actually, some of them, they are. When I compare NFT projects, when they win, you really get to see the essence of the community, right? When they're up, dude, they start dunking on you. They make memes. I will say the puppets are surprisingly nice. They preach world peace. Yeah, it depends which one you're getting, but I'm comparing it to like, dude, the creeps community. Look, I love the creeps. I want to be a supporter. I want to be an ally, but goddamn those guys, when they were up and they were just ripping to like four bullies. Or five ETH, bullies, dude.
Bullies. Bullies. Absolute bullies, bro.
They come after your family. They come after your
They don't care. Your grandma's sick, and they like wish her even sicker.
Yeah,
type thing. Like they're ruthless. There are some puppets who definitely don't follow the mantra of world peace, I will say.
100%. There are some that are very, you know, they're not great. They're not great. They make memes out of you. They make music. They call you a punk ass bitch. You know, I received a few DMs that I will not care to share. And I even tweeted out public apology after public apology. I said, hey, puppets, I was unfamiliar with your game. You guys are clearly built different. And I underestimated you. And they go in, they send the memes again. They send the little puppet smoking crack at you and all those memes and the ketamine stuff. But anyways, only other thing.
Can you carry on with your paper trading, by the way, Clemente? I like it when you paper trade. You seem to have like better plays than when you actually invest. So carry on. I'll invest when you're not investing and it will be all good.
What was that? So I don't know what happened there.
Back on me.
I don't know if that's me. I'm going to mute you, Signal, real quick. Signal, did that come through weird for you as well?
Yeah, that hurt my ears.
Okay, this is also coming from my end. I don't know if you guys are...
Guys, get it together.
So, Nick, you come through well. I don't know if it's my end.
On Twitter, y'all are on YouTube. Figure this shit out, guys.
So, Nick...
It sounds far away.
Hold on. Guys, this is 100% on my end. I'm going to... Give me a second. I'm going to...
Roadcaster, just literally power it off and power it back on. That solves the problem. I've experienced this before, Clemente. I'm an audio technician.
All right, literally. Well, I'm going to restart my Roadcaster. Give me 30 seconds. We're going to be back in action.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Clemente mutes. I don't know if we're still going through the Nifty page here. Are we? We still are. Nick, what are your thoughts on the P. Diddy situation? All right, we can't hear.
I'm restarting.
I've been watching this.
You're good, but Clemente, we moved on.
We're talking about P. Diddy now.
Yeah, we're talking about P. Diddy.
Exactly.
Oh, P. Diddy, dude.
I've been down this hole for like the last... The algorithm was serving me this about 3 weeks ago. And I was like, I'll just click, see what's going on. It took me down a rabbit hole where there were conspiracy... Okay, so basically, P. Diddy's bodyguard was a bodyguard to Michael Jackson. And when Michael Jackson died, that bodyguard was the first on the scene. And this bodyguard is now P. Diddy's bodyguard and has been the ringleader of this whole thing going down. And so people have been looking back at Michael Jackson's songs and they believe that the lyrics in All I Want to Say Is That They Don't Really Care About Us, he's alluding to this whole situation. So they now think that actually Michael Jackson was not the pedo that he was portrayed to be. They're like these, you know, Illuminati figures that were actually portraying him like that to the press because they also control the tabloids. Don't go down the algorithm rabbit hole. But yeah, that's been PD.
He fled.
Hell?
Yeah, well.
You know, real quick note on this. So we were in L.A. You know that we were in L.A. And
yep.
You know, all the celebrities were taking selfies with me. And someone we were out with was talking about this girl who went to a Puff Daddy party or P. Diddy, whatever we're calling them nowadays.
Big P.
And she just left the music industry after going to the party because it was that disturbing. That was the end of it.
Damn.
You know what she saw, guys?
Couldn't have been good. But he took a, what I saw was he took a private jet out to some extra non-extradition treaty country, right? He was just flying on out there. But P. Diddy's gone.
Token that we're trading
so that,
like a meme
yeah, yeah. So I went There's in the a bunch Discord. Of them. Dude, I went in the Discord. I was like, I'm like, all right, there has to be a P. Diddy shit coin that we're buying here. And there was nothing. They gave me a bunch of like random derivatives that I wasn't excited about. It was like, I'm not even going to say it. Actually, but it wasn't pretty vulgar. Last thing I want to talk about before we kick things off with the show is TikTokers are trading crypto now. Well, Bryce Hall had tweeted something about a token he was excited about. He was trading crypto. I think he's just getting paid to shill all this stuff, but he's a very popular TikToker. He's been getting back in action. We have Banks doing some pretty cool blogs. Easy, I'm curious, is crypto trading, is it going to become cool again? And if so, what is that going to be your favorite meme coins?
I hope it becomes cool again. Like, honestly, I don't have a good answer, but like my gut reaction is like, make crypto cool again, you know? Like, It seems like that is the end goal for this vlog style thing. I watched the vlog. It was cool. It was cool. I thought it was interesting. Nick got mentioned in it again.
Dude, Nick is just an international sensation at this point. And I got out traded by the Steiny guy from
That's crazy. Mel's
boys. He out traded me in a literally one trade. He out traded me in the last 30 days.
2x on Harambe.
In the comments, I'm already seeing people shill their favorite Diddy shit coins. Bring them on. Bring them on. I'll buy one at the end of the show. I see Diddy with cuffs, Diddy without extradition. Bring them on. We'll see if we can buy one at the end of the show. I want any and all these
shit without extradition is crazy. That's
good. Signal, before I throw it over to you for the weather report, I want to give a quick shout out to the partner of today's show. We got Leather Wallet. This is the best wallet to have to be tapped into all things Bitcoin economy. We have ordinals. We have Stacks, BRC20s. Ever heard of Runes? Well, they're coming to Leather Wallet. You want to make sure to check them out. I've been using them. It's very, very easy. And their team, the team behind them, the company behind them, Trust Machines, is literally dedicated to building on Bitcoin. So you're going to be seeing some very cool stuff coming out of them in the coming weeks, in the coming months. You can go to leather.io/morningshow and import your existing ordinals wallet, or you can create a new one today. So shout out to Leather. But Signal, let's kick things off. Let's get this show on the road. Please take it away with the weather report whenever you're ready.
Absolutely, Clemente. It's Tuesday. It's March 26th. That ETH market volume is coming in at almost 20 million. Solana market volume down at 12. You look at the market leaders, Pudgy Penguins, they're up to 13.4 ETH. Azuki also up to 5.1. And Pixelmon, that is down to 1.6 ETH. Over on Solana, we spoke about the little potatoes. They are up to 1.2 SOL. Sharks by Sharkify, that's up to 4.2 SOL. And Pykenians are down 25% to 3.1 SOL. Over on Bitcoin, it's the puppets. They hit our new all-time high of 0.3 BTC. The parent collection Opium also pumped as well to 0.34 BTC. And those runes over on Arsic, they're down 20% to 0.05 BTC. Over the past 24 hours, the top four stories. Well, firstly, crypto is rallied over the past 24 hours as Bitcoin ETF inflows flipped positive after 5 consecutive days of outflows. Bitcoin and Ethereum lead the way, both up more than 5%. And Solana just trying to hold on to that $200 level again. Gains have extended to the meme coins as well, as all top 25 by market cap are also in the green on the day, with WIF leading the way up 20%. Second, onto gaming, Yuga Labs has launched a Dookie Dash Unclogged preseason tech test in the Philippines yesterday. Phase 2 will soon start if for players in Canada, Australia, Germany, Singapore, Netherlands, UK and France, followed by then a global launch in May 2024. There'll be a prize pool of almost $1 million once the game launches, with the winner also to receive a mutant ape. Thirdly, over on Ordinals, Bitcoin puppets hit a new all-time high of 0.3 BTC as they lead all Ordinals collections with 3 million volume over the past 24 hours. In less than 3 months after their launch, they have skyrocketed to the number 6 PFP across all chains by market caps, trailing only Punks, Apes, Node Monkeys, Pudgies, and Mad Lads. And then lastly, artist and bone creator Dark Farms concluded an auction for Magic Internet JPEGs on Monday with a winning bid of $265,000. The auction took place completely on Twitter, with bidders placing their bids via replies to the initial tweet. BOEM is up 5% to 780 million market cap in the last 24 hours. That is all for the weather report. It is back to you folks in the studio.
Boom. Let's go. Let's go, Signal. A fantastic weather report. I want to see if I got my... Nope. Hey, let's go. We are back, dude. I forget I have this soundboard, dude.
Worth it.
Now we're talking. Let's go. And Herbivore... by the way, just a quick teaser. I do not own any little potatoes. I do not own any little potatoes. Quit rubbing it in. But some stories from the Nifty Daily Digest. Let's kick this thing off. Very first story. The U.S. SEC has announced that they are seeking a $2 billion settlement from Ripple. Hey, good luck on this one, buddy. $2 billion over the initial sale of XRP. I doubt they're going to get anything on here, but we'll see. This is some hopium coming from the SEC. Next story, London Stock Exchange has announced that they will accept applications for trading Bitcoin and Ether crypto exchange traded notes from April 8th.
Signal, I knew it. It had to come. You can't, I mean, can you imagine all those companies that have off, like, they have offices in the US and the UK is just thirsty for those fees. It had to happen. There's too much money to be made. Cannot wait for these to start to be trading. Ah, and then all they have to put them in a tax wrapper and you're good to go. It's just juicy times to be able to trade Bitcoin and Ethereum.
The Brits are loving it. They're licking their chops at being able to start trading these. All right. Next story, David Choi. I want to very quickly dive into this. He did a deep dive on how to maximize your, basically how to maximize your Blast Gold. And for people that need context, Blast Gold is the second way that people are being rewarded for using gold. It is distributed basically manually to all protocols and products that launch on Blast, and is then distributed to users. The platforms can decide how much they want to end up distributing to users. Most go for 100%, but I think this is pretty interesting here. You get to see basically a dollar cost per gold that you receive, and you can see basically like Mangrove, for example, you get only 10 bucks per gold that you, it's the cheapest one that you can get on. Look, I'm going to pin this up for you guys to review it. I don't want to talk too much about it, but I did see Easy. These guys get out of control with some of this Blast farming that they're talking
about.
Wild, bro. They like bridge ETH over. They then buy an NFT, then they use it for collateral for a loan, and then they use that to like run up a bunch of volume on different DEXs. Are you doing any of this? And actually, second question, I was about to send ETH over. I was thinking like, I've got like half an ETH that I was just going to send over. And everyone was saying I should use the official bridge Blast to maximize my rewards versus one of those third-party bridges. It literally cost me $150 to send Blast over or to send ETH over to Blast. Did you do any of that? Did you use the main bridge or using the third party stuff?
I use the third party stuff every time. Single time. Orbiter, Sideshift, Simple Swap, all the good ones. Like, yeah, I'm good on the main bridge. Dude, it takes 14 days to get your money off. What am I doing here? Like, what does this look like? That's crazy to me. Like, that's just a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for all that.
And when you look at, did you get any gold in last week when they distributed it?
No. So it turns out I had not actually activated my account on Blast. So it turns out because I deposited only 0.01, like just to get some points on there, really small amount. Turns out that in order for your account to be eligible, you need to actually like complete those steps. So I've been playing Crypto Valleys. I've been on YOLO games. I've been doing all that stuff.
Right.
Turns out my account was not activated, so I've not been eligible for gold.
What does that mean, not activated? In
so
what
when
way?
You bridge money over, you have to take it off testnet to mainnet after you bridge. And I had never done that. So my deposit and account had still been on testnet. So I ended up going there because I was looking. I was like,
fuck.
Wait. But easy. Wait, hang on a second. You bridged before everybody else bridged. So is that a you problem or is this an
it's a
us
me
problem?
It's a okay, me problem. Fine. Yeah, that's it was cool. Totally a me problem because I had used a third party bridge, which did not activate the account. You have to go through the blast.io thing to actually like get the account recognized. Yeah. So, and yeah, even people in the Discord, like you have to use the official bridge to activate. I didn't. I had used Orbiter to send money in early on to start trading on stuff over there just to get the money quicker, knowing that I only had a small amount on the actual like test. Because when you first deposited ETH, it went to testnet. Like all that money went to testnet initially. And then you actually just bridged it from testnet to mainnet in the same equivalent ETH. So I finally did that yesterday. It cost me $30 in gas to move the $30 in ETH to activate the account. I was like, awesome. Like, how delightful. This is so great. But it actually had made me like be delayed from getting any gold because the account was not hot. Like, it wasn't a hot account yet. Which means all that YOLO gameplay that I had done, I have like 1.5 million points on YOLO games. Which they haven't allocated their gold yet, thankfully. And Crypto Valleys hasn't allocated their gold yet either. So from that standpoint, I should still get some, theoretically, but I don't have any gold yet.
So easy for anyone else who might have that problem, can you just say what exactly did you do?
Go to blast.io, go to airdrop, and then a thing pops up and is like, move your testnet ETH to mainnet. And I'm like, okay. It's like, it literally hits you right in the face.
It hasn't hit me in the face, dude. I'm on it right now. It's not hitting me with anything. This is bullshit.
Go to airdrop. No, AirDrop. You have the bridge already there. Look, 0.02.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be on testnet.
Scroll down.
dude, it's literally not letting me. Anyways, all right. Well, yo, Pac-Man, yo, P-Dog, if you're watching this.
Yeah,
yo,
you haven't done it. That you can unlock on Blast Mainnet. You haven't done this either yet. Dude, oh, my God, dude.
But I can't. I
go back to the Blast Main site. Hit Blast on the
literally top. Not let me scroll. Anyways, we can do this later, but yo, P-Dog, if you listen to
click
this.
Click Bridge and Earn right there. Just click it. There you go. And now, no. You want more? Oh God, I don't know what.
Yeah, it's literally, dude. So P-Dog, if you're listening, P-Man, what the hell's going on here? Pac-Man. Oh. Yo, P Diddy, if you're listening. Okay. Anyways, next story. Block Games Dice is going to be kicking off their pre-sale today. This is, we're getting over to gaming. Easy. These NFTs minted over 6 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. And they are kicking this thing off at a, I believe their valuation for public is from $80 to $120 million fully diluted. Easy, are you participating in any of this? Is there anything you can tell us about Block Games? I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
I'm not participating in it. I don't hold any Block Games dice at the moment. I had sold those on the most recent pump. This is another one of those SocialFi farming things that we've seen, like GMRX. We've seen it with Pac Boon, which has been doing well. Phase 2 coming out. Shout out Nick, by the way, who's somehow top 10 on Pac-Man's
with season. One tweet.
One tweet is top 10 on Pac Moon right now for season 2, which means like he may actually get a little bit of free cash. So dude, kudos
Nick,
to him.
Nick might get like $5,000.
Yeah, something. He's gonna get something weird. Like it's just gonna be weird, dude. Something weird. But yeah, I've stayed out of these mostly. Like I faded Portal, etc. But you can see the details here, like how the allocation's going on based on multiplier and like what they're saying you should be getting. I don't know if I'm like excited about it. Block Games did actually have one of the more bullish holder tokenomics, which was pretty good. But overall, I'm just kind of sitting here like, am I going to fade generational wealth again? Probably.
Hey, you know, this is another story actually. And it bums me out a little bit, dude, because I was like, yo, you know what guys? Hey, yo, everyone following me. Don't worry. You're never going to get farmed. I'm never going to tweet out all this, you know, Portal coin stuff, Block stuff, gaming or whatever. The gaming, their GMRX token went live. It's at a $16.6 million market cap right now. As of this morning, easy, our very own Dancing Eddie just milked a $5,500 airdrop or a $5,000 airdrop just by tweeting about them. He included it in his random ass bullshit dancing tweets or the girl. Dude, he's been posting some wild stuff recently. But either way, he was just farming and he got a $5,000 airdrop. So look, I might have to just put my ego aside as like trying to like have integrity.
I will unfollow you.
Creator. Dude, I'm having just a
ego aside, Clemente. Just like, you know what? There's actually some good stuff. Like Pac-Moon, okay, I actually think is a good one. You saw, I think it was NFT Statistics who said Pac-Moon was the first like meme coin that he has ever tweeted on the timeline. Cause he like, and I think this was a few weeks back because he felt like this one was legitimate. I'm pretty sure he said that a while back. And I think like you can actually tweet the good stuff and people don't mind. It's just like from certain accounts that keep doing it over and over again for meme coins that nobody cares about. But like the GMRX one, that one was, I've been hearing about that all the time. People have been really bullish. Pac-Moon, I've seen all over the timeline, that one. So I just think like pick and choose. And to be fair, Clemente, you put out really good stuff on your Twitter account. You've had great paper trades, which you haven't invested in yourself, but they've been great. Mix that in with the other meme coins. You're good to cook.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I literally don't even think people care about what I tweet anymore. So I can just start tweeting all this bullshit and it doesn't matter.
All right, just end it, dude.
Yeah. No. All right. Next story. Portal coin. Speak of the devil. They have announced Play Somo. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's the new generation's Pokemon. Anyways, this is going to be access. People that staked their Portal coin will be able to get access to this sale. Great to see them continuing to launch and kind of take this launchpad model. But very last story from the Daily Bone. You can go subscribe at dailybones.com. But Based Fellas, which is the self-proclaimed first ever 10K PFP on Base, They saw 525 ETH volume over the last 7 days. This floor has done a 10x over to its current floor price of 0.24 ETH. I would say even more. This is like 1,000x. Easy, you were talking about this on your show. Anything else we need to know about based fellas?
Dude, I have some guy who's a friend, minted 100 of them. It cost him like 0.07. He made 30 ETH. So like, talk about the trade of the century on these things, dude. Like, absolutely giga cooked. There was another one yesterday called like Primates that minted. Ended up like sending as well, just right after rip. Free mint pushed towards 0.04, 0.05. So not as high, but did fairly well. I mean, it's like these low supplies on base. People trying to get exposure to it. Meme coin style of things as well on base are all popping off. There was a token last night that launched that went to 70 million market cap. Yeah, primitives. These. Minted for free yesterday. Literally minted for free.
What the hell?
This was a 10x. Yeah, I saw them at 0.04 yesterday. I didn't have any money on base. I probably should have. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, dude.
So,
I need to throw some money on base. Because that's crazy. They literally did a 10x. Yesterday at the 5 p.m. show, someone was like, oh, these just minted out. They were 0.04. And now up to half an ETH.
This is interesting because they trade on OpenSea. So
yes. Yes.
Very interesting, dude.
So almost like easier liquidity too, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. Actually, I'm about to bridge some money to base right now.
I have to as well.
Please don't.
So I was going to literally do the bridge stuff today. I was going to bridge some ETH over to base and blast, dude. I'm like, what am I doing, dude? I got just ETH burn a hole in my pocket. I might as well start putting that thing to work. Start buying some shit coins. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? But look, let's kick things off. That was some stories from the Daily Bone. Go subscribe at dailybones.com. I want to talk puppets very quickly. These things have just absolutely ripped. They are up to, they hit a high of 0.33 Bitcoin. They flipped Quantum Cats for about a solid hour or two, which is absolutely absurd. They're up 2x in the last 10 days, basically since Beanie called Thread Guy the generational top. They have done a 2x since then. So it wasn't just me baiting Bitcoin puppets. Look, Beanie got caught up in it as well. It's the ultimate left curve play. The question I have is, where do they go from here? Do they flip node monkeys? Is my big one. Right now, the ratio of a node monkey to a Bitcoin puppet, it's basically 2-1. And I'm very curious if node monkeys are sitting there going, hey, do I need to sell one of these things to buy two Bitcoin puppets? Easy. In the next 3 months, do you feel like we could see Bitcoin puppets do another 2x flipping node monkeys potentially?
I'm gonna be honest, dude. At this point, nothing's off the table with the world peace puppets. Nothing is off the table. Like, dude, send them to a Bitcoin at this point. Like, none of it makes any sense, and I'm for it. I'm here for it. That community is just the most absurd community. We were talking about them earlier. Some of them are really nice. Some of them are really mean. And, yeah, honestly, higher.
I agree, and I'll kind of give my take, impossible prediction for it at the end. But Signal, do you think in the next 3 months, puppets flip node monkeys? What are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, I'm on the same page as Easy. Anything can happen here with those puppets. Like, the fact that they even got to 0.3 now just means that, like, wherever, I mean, I think they're going to stay in the top 10. So, like, whatever happens this year, we'll see them in the top 10. Whether they flip the monkeys and then go back, I don't know. Probably going to happen. But I'm here for the puppets. I'm here for the puppets. It's just, what's so crazy is that these were trading at, like, 0.00 something, just what, 2 months ago, I want to say. And now we're seeing this. And so, you know, all of us faded the puppets, unfortunately, but they're definitely here to stay. That community is too strong. Like, they could easily flip the monkeys.
So I want to compare this to right now. They're at a $21,000 floor. If I'm doing my conversion correctly, which is their 0.3 Bitcoin floor times the Bitcoin's price of 71K. That's as crazy as it is to say, that's not that high. And I'm using ETH NFT like euphoria back in the day. Remember when Doodles and Cool Cats were at a 20 ETH floor?
Oh, yeah.
It was over $3,500. Like, this is not out of the question that
Cool Man's Universe was like a 2 or 3 ETH floor. Like, Buttercats were 9 ETH. Like, You got to remember, dude, some of this Bored Apes were over 100 Ethereum with ETH at 4K. Like, some of this stuff, man, was just so outlandish that it doesn't even matter.
It got weird. It was just completely irrational, and you just have to be like, oh, yeah, like, this is just normal, basically. And you get used to it. You get conditioned to it. This is, like, our first kind of cook that we've seen at this level. And when you look at Bitcoin overall in terms, like, ordinals and the kind of projects you can buy, Bitcoin puppets are one of, like, you know, five that, like, you're like, okay, I can just buy this and not even think about it, that the market clearly favors. Very impressive.
You also got to think about the distribution. Like, when stuff like runes happens, you've got to be thinking, like, there'll be some projects who decide to distribute through the ordinal communities, and which ones are going to get that attention. It's going to be the names that everyone is talking about there, and the puppets are definitely going to be in that name as well. You know, so the monkey, so OMB, etc. But I just think these top projects will continue to see distribution coming from airdrops, coming from runes, coming from whatever else, and that is what is also going to keep them having momentum as well. And also pullbacks when this stuff eventually airdrops, people sell, price will come down. So I think you're still going to see a lot of volatility in the price action, but this is definitely one of the communities that will be getting future airdrops.
As more and more things get developed and continue to be built on Bitcoin, they're like, hey, why don't we just airdrop whatever it is we're sending
to? All it's going to take is one banger runes to send these to like 0.7. Like something ridiculous, dude.
A one Bitcoin floor is like, that was my thing. I was like, that's not out of the question at all with Bitcoin at like 100K. It's like 100K floor is not crazy.
The art is going to look incredible at 100K.
Can you imagine how good the art is?
They're going to be so good looking, dude. Like, hang it up in the Louvre at 100K. Put it in the Louvre, dude. Put it in the Louvre.
Me fading up 0.03. Dude, I remember when I had just moved to Miami, we were at your apartment and we were doing the show. We saw these Bitcoin puppets and they were sub 0.01. And we're looking at this, we're like, oh, these are interesting. Or, you know, they're kind of selling. People are kind of talking about it. This was one of the ones that I will go back and look. And I was like, it was not, you know, I can kind of come up with excuses for other ones like Node Monkeys. No one was expecting for those to be a cook. They were a 0.03, like Dutch auction or something like that. And you know, it was not realistic that I buy them, but some of these at 0.01, it was a no-brainer. So anyways, that's the last thing on Bitcoin puppets. You guys keep crushing it. I'm on your team. I'm an ally, just like I'm an ally to Lil Potato. You guys keep doing your thing, but I am severely priced out. The other thing I want to talk about ordinals related is I want to do a little bit of a pick your fighter here. And I want it to be runes based. I want to talk about whether or not you would buy an Arsic or a runestone right
Arsic.
Here. Well, okay. Well, let me serve it up real quick. Okay.
Nope. Arsic.
Yeah, let me
no serve hesitation. Next so, question.
Well, there are people listening that don't know what an Arsic is. They don't really know what runes are. It took me a little bit of a while to understand what it is, but basically these are just shit coins on Bitcoin and they're going to be launching in a little less than a month. When you look at Arsic versus runestone in terms of the mechanics, Arsics are a miner. So for the last 2+ months or so, the wallet that holds these Arsics just mines these runes, and it's going to continue mining these up until when the runes actually get launched, and you get an allocation depending on how many you've been launched, or sorry, how many you've been mining. And if you sell this Arsic right now, the wallet that's been mining for the last 2 months, for example, gets to actually keep the runes. So they don't get distributed within the NFT. So right now there's about a month left. If I buy one right now, there's actually less incentive for me because I'm kind of behind. Runestones, super straightforward. These are a 112,000 supply, which is kind of wild. And it's basically, I look at it as a little bit of like a quote unquote pre-sale. However many runestones you own, there's just a fair distribution. And right now there's implying a $310 million market cap based on this runestone. So runestones at 0.039 Bitcoin, R6 at 0.054. Easy. You said R6. Tell me why.
I look at R6 just because it's like, you know, Casey Rodimer is inscribing the first 10 runes, and R6 is going to be, quote, the first decentralized one. People on the Bitcoin side of things love the decentralized narrative. So, like, I understand you haven't been aggressively farming them, sure, but I still think that inherently that token is going to be really interesting to me just purely from the decentralized narrative. That's going to make people be like, oh shit, okay, this is really interesting. It was first, it beat out runestones to hit wallets. lower supply as well. So you theoretically you should get more, I guess, is like kind of my thesis on it. I'm more excited to see how runes trade, because honestly, like, the play might just be don't go for either of them.
Yeah.
Like, literally don't go for either of these damn things and just wait for the first runes marketplace and just go crazy. Like, just go absolutely crazy buying and selling runes. That's kind of where my head's at, is like, why would I not just wait to try to trade runes aggressively instead of sitting here trying to just catch the first one that hits the market, instead of trying to be a secondary buyer, more liquid, more active, instead of having to worry about like some of this other stuff.
Absolutely. I 100% see where you're coming from. So you'd rather go R6, but honestly, your overall strategy would be like, dude, I might just wait, right?
Because yeah, probably just buy neither, keep the capital and ape runes when they actually hit the marketplace. Because you got to think, one of those nine, the first rune that's going to be inscribed is an infinite supply USDC rune. That's like throwing FUD at the fiat system. Like, you can just continually mine it. And then the other nine is where I'm like, these are more interesting to me. Like, whatever those end up being, I'm like, okay, how do I get exposure to those? Pups is also interesting.
If yeah, you've been seeing pups. Rune pups.
Yeah, so those are interesting. All in all, it's supposed to be easier to trade than BRC20s, which, like, that friction is bullish for some people, but, like, I've kind of stayed away. I've had people shill the ever-living hell out of pups to me, and I'm like, I don't know about these. I don't know about these ones, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. So, kind of primer on rune pups, the way I understand them is basically it's a similar thing. You're buying kind of an allocation of the pups token, which is a BRC20 token that is live right now, but that is going to be converted to a when runes are launched, it's going to become a rune, basically.
Yes.
So you're buying an allocation to it. You can also just straight up buy the pups token, and that will get you an allocation for it. Some people have said that's a better play. And by the way, the pups token was they recently opened a one-way bridge to Solana to try to get some liquidity there. It's very interesting. They got some FUD for it. And since then, they have kind of pulled back. But they have recovered, actually. I owned one for a bit. I sold mine for a small loss, but I would consider buying back in here. Mm-hmm. Rune pups are interesting, but Signal, I'll throw it over to you. When you look at R6 versus Runestones, what is more interesting to you out of the two?
First of all, I really wish they would change the marketing on this, because everything is called runes. And when you're researching this, it often feels like, you know, when you go and meet someone's family and they're like, oh, this is my kid, Aiden, Aiden, Aisha, and Itop. And you're like, and you pretend to remember the name, but you really don't remember the names. And then you just smile politely at them and never mention the child's name because you don't remember it. That's how I feel about the runes marketing at the moment. But I know that these are placeholder names for a lot of them. It's interesting that also that pups bridged over to Solana, because I felt like the whole point of the rune protocol was to make fungibility better than what is the current standard over on BRC20s. So I could see, like, I didn't really like that move, but I still think if they actually just stay over on Bitcoin, it'll be better, because once runes actually comes out, then you'll have that ability to trade quickly. Like that's the whole point of the protocol. If I had to choose between R6 and runes, I think R6 is, like, from a gaming, like, game perspective, I think R6 looks really interesting. I like the way that essentially the ordinal that you're holding is like halving the amount that it can mine. So the wallet that holds it, it will decrease the amount that you can have over time. So the longer you held it, the better it is. But I think Runestones is larger distribution, and I think that's what is more interesting. I would go for the larger distribution play in an ecosystem that is already, like, quite small compared to, say, Ethereum or Solana. You want more voices to shout about a project. And I think that is the edge that Runestones has over R6. But I do like them both. I think both of those will be projects that will be spoken about a lot after the halvening. I'm going to choose Runestones.
I think we're all in consensus, and I appreciate the context signal. I'll say a couple things on it. I think we're all in agreement, basically, that in the next 3 to 4 weeks, it's going to just turn into rune season and it's going to get real weird. I think having some sort of capital set aside to get allocation for it is very interesting. The Runestone stuff is interesting. I've gone off the deep end a little bit, and I've been getting more into it the last kind of week or so. There is also a little bit of FUD, which I'm not going to say whether or not I agree or disagree with it. I don't know what it is, but there was some FUD signal about Leonidas and things he's done in the past with like crypto skulls, and he addressed it. I don't think it's a huge deal, but I also think it's interesting that if you get to pick what the prerequisites are for the allocation of runestones, for example, what is stopping him from making literally like 5,000 to 10,000 of these wallets to meet the prerequisite and then just getting that much airdrop to him? I'm very curious how many he actually has, because there has to be some sort of incentive for him. I thought it was very weird initially when it was like, this is a community project, we're doing it for everyone. I'm like, what's in it for you, man? Like, you're putting literally 6 months of your life into this. You're dedicating your blood, sweat, and tears, your reputation to like try to make this thing. And it was like, no, it's a decentralized. He was asking for like donations and stuff to like fund the actual process of it. So I don't know how many he has. I don't know if he's revealed for that, but I know some people that were claiming that were FUDing and were saying like, hey, basically he owns a shit ton of these. And it's a little fishy, but because of that,
Arctic, no one like on Arctic side, no one knows who the team is. So it's like, you're either Anon and you're protected from your actions, be that good or bad.
Right.
So, you know, like you can't really take that same argument for the Arctic team because they're Anon. So you don't really know what they're doing. Even if they say, you know, this is our allocation, you might not know that's their allocation. And then you got Leonidas who isn't Anon. And then he, you know, is facing this FUD. So I don't know, this for me is very soft FUD. At the end of the day, he wants the ordinal Runestone Bitcoin community to succeed in the long term. So I don't think it wouldn't really be in his favor to then go and try and do something like this when people could easily find out and then it all goes against him. Mm-hmm. That's how I kind of look at it. And also as well, it's interesting you were talking about the funding to do this drop. There's some very big names in that list of people who want this to be successful. And this goes back to my point of like distribution and who is interested in this to do well. Who are some of the loudest voices on the timeline that would want to push this? So I think Arctic has more interesting game mechanics, very, very smart, but I think Runestone perhaps has a louder voice.
Yeah, I will go with R6, just to put it out there. I do think there's a little bit more of, like you're saying, Signal, there's a little bit more mystery to it. But I think that mystery might be an advantage. I think they've got some cards up their sleeves that they have not, or some aces up their sleeves that they have not revealed yet in terms of who, what the team is doing, some possible activations. I think things are going to get interesting for them in the next few weeks that are worth watching. To put a bow on this, Signal, community seems to agree with you. I put out a poll yesterday and 66% of people out of 295 votes, 66% of people said they would rather own a runestone. So that'll put a quick bow on that. Very quick, before we move on to the last segment, which is all things crypto price action with you two, I got some surprises I'm going to share.
Oh man, let's go.
But real quick, crypto price action, we have Solana back at $195, Bitcoin back at $71,000, ETH back at $3,650 or so. I remember like a week ago, Bitcoin was literally at like $61,000. And I was talking to my buddy. I was trying to get him to buy Bitcoin because he's like, dude, I inherited like $50,000. His, you know, he got like a family inheritance after someone passed away. He's like, I think I'm going to buy like a condo. I'm looking at buying a condo here for like $80,000 down. You know, it's $500,000. I'm like, dude, just buy Bitcoin. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Literally just buy Bitcoin. You're 24 years old and you're like going to go buy this condo. You're going to live in it and tie yourself up for literally like five.
The rest of your life.
I'm like, what are you doing?
The rest of your life.
And he's like, yeah, you know, Bitcoin's kind of interesting. He's actually the person that's most open to buying Bitcoin. But long story short, he was like, yeah, dude, like, why would I buy at $64,000? It's just going to dip again. And then he goes, isn't the halving coming up? Like, doesn't that mean that Bitcoin's price goes down by half? And I'm like, dude, really? So it is interesting. Anyways, the reason why I bring that up is easy. I am very curious, if you look at the next 30 days or so, from a trading perspective, what are you most interested in? Is it Solana? Is it AVAX? Is it Say? Or is it something else? And why?
Oh, man. To be honest with you, like Sol at 195, it's up. You know, like we're up. Feels great. 193 right now, up 2.5% on the day. I'm still looking at AVAX, man. Like that AVAX market cap at 21 bill, haven't hit all-time high yet. That one's really, really interesting to me. Like 34 billion is all-time high when you look at overall market cap, whereas you look at something like Sol, which is over its all-time high market cap because of inflation. Yeah, this one seems the most interesting to me still at current prices. Looking at $57, I still think it has room to go over 100, so that's a clean 2x. Sol at this point going over 2x would be all-time high price action-wise. Bitcoin would be 140, ETH at 8K. So that was really interesting to me. I've been kind of banging the drum for AVAX. The other one I'm like becoming inherently more interested in is NEAR. Like NEAR is really interesting to me. NEAR is sitting at $8 here with an all-time high of 22. That's almost a 3x. And it looks like NEAR is finally breaking out above its previous like retest dating back to the 21s, May 21, before it ran all the way up to $20. So that would be almost a 3x on NEAR. And I do like the tech stack that NEAR has going for it. The Cosmos ecosystem, which is Celestia and Tia, or that's Tia, Say, and some of these others, Adam is another one over there, is one where I'm like, you're basically in perpetual price discovery mode, which is difficult because it's a newer blockchain, newer ecosystem. Sui at $1.70 now, almost over its all-time high of 206. 207 is another one that I think once it breaks out over there, it has some major room to run for a 2x towards that $3 range. But I think just based on risk reward here, it's AVAX and NEAR. Like that's where I'm kind of interested. Yeah, NEAR's 35% off market cap all time high. So that's another inflation style play where like when you look at the inflation for the market cap, it's something that a lot of people don't fully consider where you do need to look at it because overall that's like, yeah, price action wise, could get up to that point. But all in all, you gotta try to understand where like psychological numbers are because many people don't look at the market cap. So like a 2x on NEAR seems feasible, which would put it 60% over all-time high market cap wise. Solana's now over all-time high market cap wise. But Ronin is the other play that I'm like really interested in. At $4.30 here, now listed on Coinbase. That one seems like it also has a major opportunity to go into price discovery as more projects are going to the Ronin blockchain, like CyberKongs, Pixels doing 1 million daily active users, and their ecosystem continuing to just rally from the gaming perspective. So like if you're bullish on gaming, obviously I do work with Ronin, so maybe I'm biased on that front. They had a good presence, they had an event at GDC, really good turnout, great number of people there. A ton of their creators are coming back and are really excited about all the growth in the ecosystem. But I think Ronin has some massive legs to continue to rally even higher. Staking airdrops on validators, so diversifying validators gives you rewards. We saw it with Pixel, we saw it with some other tokens, and I think that'll continue as well. So I'm looking, like the gaming narrative, it's AVAX, Ronin. If you want to take a flyer on NEAR, that's kind of the interesting thing.
Got it. Very, I mean, amazing breakdown, man. I appreciate that. And that's kind of the warming up for what I was going to break down, which is we're doing a little bit of a buy, sell, send it to zero here, except with crypto tokens, 30 days. Three tokens, I'm going to start floating by you. And I'm going to start it out with Signal. Obviously, feel free to jump in as well, but I'll throw it over to Easy first. I want to start with Jupe. So Jupe is up 187%. Hold on. You always do this. Let me do the entire teaser. 187% in the last 7 days. They have a Jupe launch pad. You can stake your Jupe. You get rewarded based on the tokens that are launched on there. You can vote on what gets launched. You get an allocation of it. I believe the Sharky token may be it lasts.
Shark and Zeus are the two Shark that and are. Zeus,
I'll let you break that down. I see them listening as well. But one of the things that I see a lot of the experts comparing it to is just the sushi swap of Solana and basically going, hey, DeFi summer is going to happen once again, except on Solana. And this already has kind of a way better infrastructure built out than SushiSwap did in terms of rewarding its users. However, I looked at it and I'm like, oh, this already has a fully diluted market cap of $14 billion. So easy. Anyways, I'll throw it over to you.
$1 billion.
Are you buying or selling this Jupe token here?
I'm a buyer. Yeah, I'm a buyer.
Why?
Like, no hesitation, I'm a buyer. Bro, it's not even back to its all-time high at $1.60. You have these two tokens coming out. If you took the banks, what they call catnip, which is bribery rewards to try to get banks on the LFG launchpad, and just staked your Jupe to that, you got airdropped like $5,000 to $10,000 just by doing that. So like there's going to be a ton of tokenomic stuff and like game theory that plays into this where maybe by staking this, you get allocation to some of these LFG launchpad drops. So for me, I'm like, bro, don't overthink this. I think that when you look at something like Uniswap and some of these other ones, I'm like, this has some major legs in it to continue to rally even higher. I don't know at this point why, even here, under its all-time high, I would not be a buyer on Jupe. Like, send it higher.
Yeah, I agree with Easy. It's a buy. Like, Easy's given like the right curve. I'm gonna just give the left curve. Solana's season is gonna absolutely cook this year. And these like altcoins over on there, if you want to call them that, they're also gonna see action as well. So for me, like, and also after listening to Meow as well when he was on the show, I'm really bullish on what he's doing over there. And so for me, it's just don't even overthink it. I think this token will have a realistic target.
$3.
That's me being conservative.
Okay.
I've seen people with confidence call for $15. And I'm like, yeah. So like, honestly, like I'm not really down to smoke crack, but I can tell you are, because that's wild. That's fucking wild. But $3 seems like a very feasible point here. Yes, Blake, I did tell Clemente to sell. That was on me.
Bullshit, man. I'm still pissed about that. Signal, he goes, you know, we were chumming it up at the Miami house, and I was like, yo, Easy, I got some Jupe. Like, I put in like $2,000 or something, and it was at like 60 cents. I was like, yo, you still holding yours, right? He's like, no, dude, I sold. So I was like, oh, dude, he seemed pretty bearish on it. And I think I maybe caught him in a bad day. He was maybe worried about other stuff, but he didn't give me a full explanation. So I actually sold my Jupe for Solana. And Solana has still rallied, you know, 30 to 40% since then, but it hasn't done a clean like 2.5x. And then the next day, this is the worst part. The next day I'm sitting there, I'm pissed off as hell because it already like pumped overnight. And Easy is going through like 15 different wallets. He's like, yo, dog, I just found another like 10K worth of Jupe. Let's go. Yo, Clemente, you hear this? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
I found like 12,000 Jupe after telling him to sell it. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to hold this. I think this has some good price action here.
I was furious. And he was fucking sitting there in his morning show just yapping away about Jupe. I was pissed off. So, but I do like,
that's on me, Chief.
The other thing,
full blame for that one.
Yeah. The other thing that I need to learn is just put my ego aside and be like, hey, if you think it's still a buy here, you got to buy it. Right. So, anyways, I don't know.
As well, you have to think that the position that Easy is in, right? He got a massive airdrop from all his activity over in Solana for the last like 2 years or 3 years now. So like, he's trying to come out of a position where he's trying to obviously take, you know, substantial profit. That's very different to having a bag of $1,000, or should I put this into Whiff, Jupe, or like something completely different? Also as well, after listening to Meow, like, how can you sell them? And they've got another airdrop coming in January next year. I'm just like,
that's a sell the news event in January. Like, if you're holding Jupe into January's airdrop, like every January be sell pressure for the next
year. But you just use the platform. And every time I'm doing anything over on Solana, I'm just using the platform, just be like, oh, have it open. And then, you know, when the airdrop comes, it comes. But like, how, like, this is going to be Solana season. The altcoins in Solana season are going to cook.
There's a ton of alts I'm looking at that are really interesting. I'm curious to hear what else Clemente has on the card here, because there's one that I don't hold that I think is going to cook and has been cooking.
Let's go through it. And last thing I'll say is, dude, I'm going to be getting a fat airdrop. You guys were talking shit. I'm using Jupe to trade shit coins, dude. Chinese Beaver. Bought that on Jupe. Sold that thing, baby. I'm back, dude. You are excellent liquidity. Bought it on Jupe, dude. Yeah, I'm going to be getting a fat airdrop, dude. I'm going to be getting a fat airdrop.
Hopefully it offsets the losses from trading shit coins using Jupe, because, dude, like, you're trading in molasses is what you're doing, dude. Like, you've got your feet super glued to the ground if you're trading shit coins with Jupe. Like, you're getting that airdrop, baby. Like,
let's go. So next one I want to talk about, we got Rollbit. This is a very interesting one. I've always been interested in this since it ran up to all the way up to 25 cents back in November. Like, bare, nothing was going on. But a quick teaser, these guys have a business. It's basically they make a shit ton of money through their platform, and they use a percentage of that money to just burn the token. So it's pretty self-explanatory. $355 million market cap. It's been kind of trading down. It's down over 50% since its November highs. Easy, what do you think of the Rollbit token here at 10 cents, all-time high of 25 cents? What are you doing with this one?
I don't know. This one's tough. So what is it? Buy, sell, send to zero?
I sell Send It to Zero.
I guess I'm a buyer here out of all three options.
You're not excited about it.
No, I'm not an eager buyer, but like they still buy and burn the token. And like the main thing is, dude, casinos are recession proof. Like for some reason, degenerates love casinos. And Rollbit's got the perps platform and the leverage platform, which does wild volume still. Some decent big names in the space still using the platform and posting about it, which helps from a marketing perspective. Rollbit's good. Like, honestly, the interesting thing, though, is that they have a Sol and an ETH token. They migrated to ETH for additional liquidity. And, like, there's sometimes ARB opportunities, but, like, if I'm buying Rollbit, I'm buying it on Sol because the price is still close and it's way easier to buy and exit. So, it's just I'm not excited to buy Rollbit because the price action's been so stagnant and there's not any major catalysts. The best part was when they were originally burning and buying and burning off the rip was the best because it was like, yeah, this thing is sending and you had an exit pump for like a good month versus now where it's like everyone knows this is happening and it's not really causing any major price action, which doesn't have people excited. Like the name of the game is like causation that leads to excitement. And right now we don't have that.
Got it. Good to know. And there's also, you know, the regulation stuff is also not like a zero factor. I do think some of the regulation stuff when it comes to things like Rollbit is worth monitoring. And I think will play out over the next year or so. I don't know, in the next 30 days. But yeah, I appreciate the take. Signal?
I'm less familiar with this one. So I'm going to skip this and defer to Easy's point of view. But eager to hear what the next one is, Clemente.
All right. So before we round out, I'm going with Boom. We got Book of Memes. This is sitting at a $800 million market cap. Crazy. This is what kicked off the pre-sale meta. It ran all the way up to $1.4 billion. And I think this was in like literally a 3-day span. Since then, it's down. But I tweeted about this yesterday. I was very surprised by how resilient it's been despite everything going on with meme coins, despite the crypto price action, how well it's been holding up. Like you look at literally the last 4 days, it's just been holding this $750 to $800 million market cap. I've historically been against Boom, but I think it's very interesting at these prices. Easy, I'll throw it over to you. They had that sale yesterday over, I think, $200,000 one-of-one sale in Boom, and I think it was burned right after. What do you make of Boom at these prices, $775 million market cap?
I'm selling here. I'm selling here. Dude, it's an attention economy. And sure, maybe Boom can continue to gain attention, but we're going to continue to see other things cook and continue to move like outside of Boom where I think people are going to get past it. So like for me, I'm not interested in it at this price.
Got it. You think the meme might have run out of steam? Damn, that rhymed, dude. Signal, sure. Anything to add?
I would hold on this one. I feel like they can like, attention can come back to it. And because of the artist background, it's not just some random coin that's just come out of nowhere. So I would hold this one. We can hold, right? It's not just buy or sell. We can hold.
It's buy or sell. You have to do one or the other.
At 780 million. Okay, I'm going to buy. Small bag. Because I think it still has legs, but I'm going to buy.
Got it. Well, I appreciate the takes. So it just out of ranking, though, you guys are most excited about Jupe. Jupe is out of the three where you're like most ecstatic about your decision to buy this thing, given the recent price action and the upside it could have for the next 30 days.
For sure.
Jupe, hands down.
All right.
Hands down. The other one I want to bring up because you didn't was Render, RNDR. That's one that I think is going to continue to push higher personally. It's Render Network AI play sitting at $11.20, all-time high near $14. It has literally ran up from February of this year at $5 to where it is now. That's one that I'm extremely interested in with the AI narrative continuing to trend. And this being completely on Solana, this one feels like it's going to continue to go much, much higher. Like that's one that I look at and I'm like doing $5 million a day. And last year, it's up 800%, 55% in the last month. Like Render feels good here now that it's cooled off a little bit from its rally. I do like the Pith play as well. But I think those are some of the tokens. I'm trying to find the total market cap for Render right now. What's the fully diluted on this, Clemente?
It's 6.6 billion.
Okay. Fully yeah, out. I think this one can break into the 10 plus billion range pretty easily.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
I literally didn't even know what this was. I didn't know this existed. So you, this was a new one you were telling me about, and Alex Becker calling it out once again, dude. The guy's just cooking over there. But that's our show, everyone. Fantastic. I learned a lot today about various things we were talking about. One more quick shout out to Leather Wallet. This is the wallet you want to use to tap into Bitcoin's multi-layered economy. They got a seamless integration, Bitcoin, Ordinals, Stacks, BRC20 tokens, and soon to be Runes. You're going to want to use this wallet to stay on top of everything Bitcoin economy, everything going on for all the builders. you can go to leather.io/morningshow and import your wallet, or you can create a new one today. That's going to be our show. We will be back tomorrow, same time, 9 a.m. Eastern. We're on YouTube.